I am getting closer. I have been trying to make this podcast since yesterday, and for some reason, my words just like literally cannot be found. And yesterday, every time I would go to speak, I would feel like I was going to vomit. I was like, I think that you may need a little bit of time, Tara. And I decided to take that time, and here we are. I'm sitting in my backyard. I have this huge, luminous, super beaver full moon just like peering down on me, and it is so bright. It is like a spotlight on me, my soul, my yard, my everything. And it feels really good. It does. I'm hoping that this moon helps me to find my words, because being vulnerable is so not easy, and especially when you're going through it. So I'm currently just in a shift, and I notice that I shift this time every year. You know, 2 years ago, I was in my rock bottom at this time. And then even last year, I was so different than I am now. And last year, I was still making choices that are just totally not in alignment with who I am as a person. So even a year ago, I was still, you know, making choices that I don't agree with now. And that is growth. And it has been beautiful to, you know, find myself where I am now. It has been emotionally and spiritually and emotionally intelligently. I don't know if that's a little bit different, but I have literally grown so much. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, my children also have grown so much. Our relationships have flourished in this new environment and with this new me. I guess I haven't really said any of this out loud, so it feels really good to, I guess, hear it even from my own mouth that I am doing a good job and that I have seen amazing results because of what I'm doing. And the reason why I'm praising myself so much is because I think that's what the shift's been. It's been really difficult because it's, you know, it's getting cold out. And last year I found myself in circumstances that I promised myself that I would not be in again this year. And to find myself in some of these situations and these circumstances, it's just really disheartening, I guess, you know? And when I came up with these ideas and when I came up with these different ways to help the systems, I didn't think it was going to be so hard. I didn't think it was going to be so hard to convince people that we needed a different way and that I had a way to make that happen. But lo and behold, you know, just how the systems are, they're very smart. And that's part of it. That's part of the broken system. The thing is that people would have to have accountability because they would have to admit that what they're doing isn't right. And the thing is that most of these people are really, really good people. That's the kicker. That's the broken system. They're good people and they think that they're helping. So they think they're doing a good thing. And, you know, in a different world, maybe they would be. But in this world right now, it's not helpful, and we need to really look in the mirror to be able to change certain things. And so because of this, it's been extremely hard for me to make any movement. And, you know, also the fact that there is money out there for things like this. However, money has strings. Money is attached to rules and regulations and red tape. And so yes, there is a way to make my business more profitable, but I have to be extremely careful of where money comes from and what's going on with it. And that's why, ideally, I would have one of the first barter-only nonprofits, because I don't want to deal with money. But I'm getting a little bit sidetracked. I really thought that things were going to look different for me this year, and I thought that I'd be in a totally different place. And mentally, I am in a different place. That's another issue. So let's just add this to the list. I don't know. Do you have a pen? Are you taking notes? But That's the other issue. Mentally, I am somewhere else. I'm in a different timeline and I'm already able to make these changes happen. It's really, really hard to live in a world and see certain systems, especially when they're affecting you and your family, and you know that they don't work and you know how to make them work and no one can hear you. It's extremely, extremely hard and frustrating. And, you know, especially when the systems that I'm forced to use are things that I don't want to use. And there's this whole misconception that, you know, people just want to be on the system and to get everything and blah, blah, blah. And that's not true. There's a whole group of people, especially single parents. I will say parents because dads and moms that really, really, really work extremely hard to break that mold and to not have to rely on the system. And I think it's so unfair that, you know, they are pushing so hard for this American dream that in reality is completely unattainable. It's completely unattainable to someone with one income right now because of the way the world is. And that can change. It can change. You know, we're not stuck here. And it can be more of a, I don't know, feasible goal for people. We just have to get there. So this is something that's really hard for me, you know, when I see people that I love struggling. And I know that some of the things that I say would put so much more money back into towns and to schools and into all different programs. And it would just maybe alleviate some of the pressure on our systems. And I guess that's kind of part of something that I'm learning during this kind of hard time right now, is that maybe I've just really been approaching things in the wrong manner. And everything starts with ourselves. So what accountability can I take in the fact that I am still in the same situation that I was, and I promised myself that I wouldn't be? So what can I do differently? Because what I'm doing is clearly not working. And I've come to the conclusion that, you know, I say you know a lot, but I've also come to the conclusion that I have been approaching this so unbelievably wrong. And what I've been doing is kind of assuming that it has to be one way or the other. And that's wrong because no, I actually don't want to deal with red tape or money or any situations like that. I just don't think that that's what I want my business to be responsible for. You know, it's not my jam. It's not what I like to do. It makes me feel drained, and I don't want to live that type of life, to be honest with you. I just don't. So I have come up with this whole idea that, you know, if we really, really work together, we can alleviate some of these systems so that we still have them, because we need detoxes and we need therapy and we need these professionals that are trained to be able to really help people. But the issue is that everything is just so overworked right now and everything is busting out of the seams. So to alleviate some of that pressure, I think that having, you know, holistic options, let's say, for example, I like to give examples, you know, actually, I'll give an example for myself. As a matter of fact, I have one of my children waiting on a wait list for a therapy place that has horses, and we're really excited about it because that's super cool. So they're on this waiting list and we are pumped. And the issue that I see is that these wait lists are really long, and it would be so nice to have a holistic option to, I don't know, hold kids and families over for a little bit while they're on these wait lists for the professionals. And, you know, I am a firm believer in children should learn how to shovel shit before they learn to ride a horse. 1,000%. I believe that, you know, I would want my children to have the basics of being able to clean a stall and groom a horse and have a little bit of business management where you're working with the farmers and, you know, you're doing these tasks for them. And as you're learning these things, you're on the wait list so that once you, I don't know, complete this or once your name comes up, you get to then go and ride horses. And that's really, really cool because now we're learning the discipline that comes before the riding the horse. And maybe that's what we're missing. So this is just one example. I have so many different things like this, you know, where we can alleviate some of the systems and take some pressure off so that people have room to be able to do their job and they don't feel so suffocated. And, you know, working together in a holistic manner with someone who doesn't have that red tape, and I don't, and it's really nice that I don't, because when I was trying to make changes through these systems, I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. For me to give out tacos at the park, I would have to write, you know, 3 emails, wait a month, and hopefully hear back from someone. And then they would tell me that they're not interested in that and there's too much red tape and they would have to do too much for that to happen. And this happened to me quite often. So, you know, that on top of not being able to communicate with people because sometimes hearing certain things can be really hard, it's made this process damn near impossible for me. And I am gonna shift a little bit and I'm gonna look at things a little bit differently and I'm gonna approach things differently with a different energy and hope to God that works. You know, I believe in that. I believe in this being a guided mission. I believe that I have been getting signs along the way. I can't even make some of these stories up that's happened to me. I just can't even, because it's just so miraculous, some of them. And this has been quite the adventure. But I think everything has had to play out exactly how it has, obviously, because I really had to feel the feelings and go through the process and be bullied a little bit and see systems that are broken and then see systems that are not broken and be able to compare and contrast. And I think I have to feel this feeling of disappointment, you know, in my circumstances. And I have to feel this feeling of good and bad, because everything is yin and yang and it can't always be great. So yeah, in the material world, I might not have grown, but spiritually, mentally, oh my God, it's just not even comparable. I just can't even, and not just me, but my kids as well. It is not comparable to how we were a year ago. And I just can't even imagine another year from now with us continuing to work on ourselves and continuing to grow and continuing to learn and continuing to do things out of love and out of understanding. And maybe this is my reminder, because I have completed a lot of miraculous things and I think I need to be a little kinder on myself. You know, I tell people that I work with all the time that it's hard. It's hard to have consciousness, and you have a lot of responsibility when you have it. And sometimes you do have to slip back into your old skin, and you have to work on that because maybe that's a growing experience. So right now I am uncomfortable, but it's going to help me grow. And there's beauty in the bad and in the good, and it's seeing the beauty in both, which is a lot easier said than done sometimes. But I think my words came out well, and I hope that everyone has a blessed weekend and good vibes only.